Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Tea Time Girls.
Hi, my name is Lauren.
And I'm Aris. And yes, we do have tea with us again.
Of course we do. I feel like at this point it would be illegal not to.
Honestly, our name would make no sense otherwise.
Imagine we showed up like, yeah, no tea today. That would be so weird.
Exactly. So, what are you drinking?
Okay, so today I went for something very basic. Just black tea.
Classic.
Yeah, I know. I felt like keeping it simple today. What about you?
I tried something new. It's called Wildberry Garden.
Okay, that sounds way nicer than your usual experiments.
Do you want to take a sip?
Yeah, why not? It tastes a little wild.
Wow, that's surprising. Wildberry Garden tastes wild.
So, today's topic is a little different. It's not just tea and chatting.
Well, it is chatting. Just with a bit more brain power.
Today we are talking about
cryptography.
Which sounds very serious.
Yeah. It sounds like something you study at university and be slightly intimidated by.
Or something hackers in movies do while typing extremely fast.
Exactly, like this random green code on a black screen.
And somehow, they always save the world in like 30 seconds.
Obviously.
But cryptography is actually way older than all of that.
Yeah, like way, way older.
Which I didn't realize at first. I thought it started with computers.
But people have basically always wanted to send secret messages, which makes sense because humans don't like keeping things public.
So one of the earliest things people did was just slightly change the way they wrote things.
Yeah, like using symbols or altering letters so not everyone could understand it.
Yes, and one of the most famous early methods is called the Zeta Cipher.
Which already sounds kind of dramatic.
It does. But it's actually really simple.
Yeah, Julius Caesar didn't want his messages to be read if they got intercepted.
So he basically just shifted the alphabet. For example, if you shift everything by 3, A becomes D, B becomes E. You get the idea.
Which is such a simple idea, but also kind of genius for the time.
Right. Like, imagine writing a message and everything is slightly off.
I would immediately give up.
Same. I'd be like, this is not for me.
But if you know the trick, it's actually really easy to decode.
Yeah, you just shift everything back.
So it's not exactly secure by today's standards.
Not even a little.
But back then, probably good enough.
Also, I feel like people didn't expect others to try that hard.
True. Effort level was different.
If it took more than 5 minutes, it was basically unbreakable.
Ancient security logic.
So, but the thing is, this ancient security logic didn't actually last that long.
Yeah, turns out people are annoyingly good at spotting patterns.
Exactly, because if you just change the letters, you don't change the language itself.
Right, people still use the same words, the same structures, only with shifted letters.
And even the same letters more often than others, like E. E is everywhere.
It really is. So if you're staring at a coded message and one symbol keeps popping up, you can make a pretty good guess that it stands for E.
And that's basically where things start getting a bit more interesting.
Or a bit more problematic, depending on which side you're on.
True, because now it's not just about hiding messages.
It's about breaking them.
Which, let's be honest, it's probably more fun.
Definitely. There's something very satisfying about figuring something out that wasn't meant for you.
That sounds slightly illegal.
Only slightly.
So, this idea of looking at how often letters appear is called, do you remember, Lauren?
Yes, I do. Frequency analysis.
Which sounds like something got right in math class.
Yeah, but it's actually just counting and thinking a bit.
And suddenly, simple cipher like Caesar's don't feel so secure anymore.
Not at all. Once you know what you look for, they kind of fall apart.
Which must have been a very disappointing moment for whoever thought they were being incredibly secretive.
Imagine putting all the effort into your secret messages.
And someone just goes, yeah, I counted the letters.
That is so rude.
But also kind of brilliant.
And this is the point where cryptography stops being just a clever trick.
And starts becoming something more like a discipline.
People are studying it, thinking about it, and improving it. And not just in one place either. This wasn't a one country invents everything situation. Some of the most important early work on code breaking actually comes from the Arab world, which I genuinely didn't expect at first. There was a scholar called Al-Kindi. He wrote about how to semantically break ciphers using patterns in language, genius. So he was not just guessing, but actually analyzing, which feels like a big shift. It's like going from this might work to this is how it works. And once that happens, you can really go back, because not everyone knows that simple tricks aren't enough anymore. So naturally, people start making more complicated ciphers. Because if something gets broken, you make it harder. And then someone breaks that, then you make it even harder. I know, this sounds like a very stressful cycle. And it kind of is. But also, it's what pushes everything forward. Like a constant game of, can you top this? Attention, here comes the advertisement. There's something special about slowing down. A quiet morning, a good conversation, a few moments just for yourself. And in the middle of it all, a perfectly brewed cup of tea. Rich black tea, delicately balanced with the unmistakable citrus notes of bergamot, creating a flavor that's smooth, elegant, and timeless. Because some traditions never go out of style. Take a sip, take a breath, enjoy the moment. Advertising over. And the next step is where things get really interesting, because instead of just shifting letters, people start changing them in more complex ways. Like not just one fixed shift anymore, more like multiple systems layered together. Which, I know, already sounds like a headache. And it kind of is, but also much harder to break, at least for a while. Because of course, people didn't just stop there. That would have been far too easy. Instead, they came up with something a bit more advanced. And this is where things get a little fancy. We're talking about the Wegener cipher, which already sounds fancier than the Caesar cipher. But the idea is actually quite clever. Instead of using just one alphabet, you use multiple ones. And which one you use depends on a keyboard. So the same letters can be encrypted in different ways, which basically destroys the whole just count the letters strategy. Frequency analysis suddenly becomes much less helpful, and for a long time people thought it was unbreakable, which historically speaking is usually a bad sign. Because if humans invent something, other humans will eventually break it. And yes, this one got broken too. But things really escalate in the 20th century. This is where cryptography becomes intense. Because now, we're not just talking about the letters on paper anymore. We're talking about machines. The Enigma machine, which already sounds dramatic. And it was. The Enigma machine was used during World War II to send encrypted messages. And it was incredibly complex for its time. Like every time you pressed a key, the encryption changed, which made it extremely difficult to crack, but not impossible. Because this is where people like Alan Turing come in. He and his team worked on breaking the Enigma machine, using logic, mathematics, and basically the early ideas of computers. Which is kind of amazing if you think about it, because this isn't just about secret messages anymore. It actually helped change the course of the war, and from there, things move into the computer age, which is what we originally thought cryptography was all about. Turns out we were a bit late to the party, just slightly. But computers completely changed everything, because now you can use incredibly complex mathematical systems, way beyond anything you could realistically do by your hand. And this is where modern cryptography comes in. The kind we actually use every day, without thinking about it, like when you send a message or log into your bank account, or even just browse a website. And one important idea here is something called RSA encryption, which sounds terrifying, but the basic idea is actually quite nice. You have two keys, one public and one private, so anyone can lock the message, but only you can unlock it, which feels very secure and also very necessary. So from shifting letters to analyzing patterns to machines and now complex mathematics and computers, cryptography has come a very long way. And it's still evolving, because as we learned, nothing stays unbreakable forever, which is slightly terrifying, but also kind of exciting. It's basically an endless game of hide and seek, but with maths, the most stressful version. So, this was RT, with a bit brain power for the day. Tune in again next week for T-Timers. Bye!